Steve Marsland, head teacher, Russell Scott Primary School, and well, it sounds like school life is back to normal almost. But although the kids are running around enjoying a bit of playtime, a bit of exercise, you're having to marshal them quite carefully, aren't you?
The new normal. Yeah. That's what we'll call it. The new normal. Yeah, we've got Colby Cherifs out there making sure they're all safe. But they're playing outside, but they're in their bubbles. So the playgrounds are all demarcated. So we've got Year 5 out there and we've got Year 6 out there. So they're distance apart. There's a gap in the playground. So those bubbles are out and they're getting some fresh air, which is what we're told to do. Keep all the windows open and run about outside.
After such tough times,
yes,
that sound must be magical for you.
Oh, for teachers who have spent, I've spent all my life at Russell Scott, believe it or not, as well. And this is what we do. We teach children. And we don't give them the credit for being so resilient and coming back to school so readily and with smiles on their faces. They really, really have. Our attendance is between 96 and 98%, which is phenomenal. You know, to say that we're in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, you know, the Denton Massive is going strong and we're pulling them in from everywhere and they're really enjoying their time in school.
That's good. Now, yeah. After 6 months or more of lockdown, although the school stayed open,
stayed open for
children of key workers,
yeah.
It wasn't like school life as normal. What was the first day back like for you, your staff and for the children?
An apprehensive time. The guidance that we put out was extensive. Developed with the staff, developed with our own health and safety team at Tameside and Public Health. So we had to put the messages out that needed to be said about the social distancing, about the bubbles, about one way in and one way out. So we've got the one-way systems going on. We've got the school sanitizer units all around the building. Banners are up to make sure and remind everybody about what the expectations are. And it was quiet. We're a big school. We've got 460 children, and it was very quiet. And children came in anxious and worried, and they found their way into school, and they stood with their mums and dads and carers and waited for something to happen. And then when the doors flew open and they were invited into class day by day, they got back to normal, slowly but surely. Because we've got children from 3 up to 11. And some who are very resilient, some who need a bit of coaxing and cajoling, and everybody in between. But you can hear them outside now. It's not back to normal, but it's as back to normal as we can make it. And they're having a good time in school. They're learning well. The teachers have got their processes all to a T and to a fine art. Dinner time's a bit of a problem, where we're having split shifts for lunch, and grab bags in classrooms, continual cleaning in the building where every child has been, so they're eating meals in there, so it's got to be like a new pin. So we've got teams of cleaners who are here all day now, and they're going around cleaning frequently touched surfaces, making sure that all the tables are sanitised before and after their lunch, if they're having lunch in their classrooms, and then back to it for the afternoon sessions. So, you know, it's the cost is high, but the cost would be higher if we didn't, in terms of people's health. So it's cost worth paying. And everybody's doing their bit in school, and the children are experts now at it.
Good. Throughout lockdown, there must have been an enormous amount of work for you, all staff, caretaking teams,
yes,
all preparing the school for that first day back.
Mm. The work involved has been phenomenal. And I think it's time to say a big thank you to Tameside, actually, the council themselves, because all their departments have pulled together from public health, health and safety and education have played an absolute blinder in terms of putting that information out. And still are, because we're having the community champions coming in, and we've had the community group mending bicycles. So we put a shout out to all parents and children who's got a bike that needs some repairs, rather than coming in the car, come on your bike. So we had that set up on Wednesday. So the council are doing everything that they possibly can. From the guidance early doors through March, which was a real toughie. But schools have taken it all on board. We've taken it all on board, and we're stronger for it in terms of looking after each other. We've split the school in half, and we have a drop off at 8:40 and a drop off at 10 to 9. So one group is going out as the other group is coming in. Tough one to manage, because we've got most, if not all, primary age children bring a parent or carer, they bring them to school. So that means having 460 plus parents on the premises at any one time, which is a toughie and difficult to manage, because it's not actually the children that we have an issue with or a problem with. It's mums, dads and carers. And they're meeting up early, whether it be at Costa Coffee or outside Direct Sport, or because we're right next to Crown Point North. So they're meeting up early, having a good chat, and then social distancing as they come into the playground with their children. But we got instances of children going to each other's houses, and over the summer we had hot tub parties, and it's tough to manage, but we shouldn't have to. You know, to be blunt, we're all in this together, and we're not here to tell people off. We should be looking after each other. I was in Morrison's the other day shopping, and I think there was as many people without a mask as there was with one. And it's wrong. You know, we've got to try and keep our children in school, because I don't know what the stats are, but it must be negligible the amount of positive cases within a school that's not been brought into the school from the outside community. We've got to keep our children in school. It's been tough to get to this stage now, and we don't want to be sending them home. You know, my colleagues in Denton, I think we've got 5 primary schools and 3 secondary schools who have already had to send children home, and that's because we're not doing what we should be doing outside. We're not washing our hands often enough. We're not wearing masks when we should be doing. We're not keeping our distance. And it's the keeping the distance within a school setting that is critical and crucial to keeping our children within the school. There's no better place for a child but in school. Learning, having a good time, doing sports, getting healthy again. They've all been locked down for 6 months and they're not very fit. And we're one of those schools that really pushes sport, come what may. So we've made a decision, rain, hail or shine, they'll be out there and they'll be getting fit and healthy together and learning well. But it depends on us as a broader community, parents, carers, nanas, granddads and everybody else outside of the school behaving themselves, not meeting in other people's houses, you know, going to the shop with a mask on, not meeting each other outside in big groups, and in fact over 6 as we're stipulated, but you're seeing it all the time. And if we're doing our best in school, please everybody, just give us a lift.
What's the process? You haven't had any cases of COVID here, fortunately, touch wood, as you say. What's the process though if a child is suspected or does get COVID? What do you do as a school?
I will refer to the charts, actually, that have been supplied again by the council across Greater Manchester, because you need some definitive advice that you can refer to that's gone, you know, it's passed through public health and whatever, and these are the rules, and this is what we'll go from. So, my child tests positive for COVID. Action, your child shouldn't come to school. Your child self-isolates for at least 10 days from when the symptoms start, or from the day of the test if no symptoms. Inform the school immediately about test results. The whole household self-isolates for 14 days from the day when the symptoms started, or from the day of the test if there's no symptoms, even if someone tests negative during those 14 days. Okay. Now, coming back to school, after 10 days, once the child feels better and has been fever-free for at least 48 hours, They can return to school after 10 days, even if they have a cough or a loss of smell or taste. These symptoms can last for several weeks once the infection has gone. So that's what we're doing in terms of what would happen if they had COVID. But this is flu, cough and cold weather, you know. So what to do if my child has COVID symptoms? The child shouldn't attend school. The child should get a test. Old household has to self-isolate while waiting for the test results, and then you inform the school immediately about the test result. When can they come back to school? Well, when the child's test comes back negative, provided they have been fever-free for the 48 hours before returning to school and feeling well, they can come back in. So those are the two sort of areas that are most important at this time. But what if somebody within the house has got COVID, but the child doesn't? Well, they shouldn't attend school. You know, we've had a few cases of that where we've had somebody within the household. Household member with the symptoms should get a test. All household self-isolates while waiting for the test, and you inform the school immediately about that result. When can they come back to school? Well, when a household member is negative and the child does not have COVID-19 symptoms. And really, those are the most important aspects of that guidance. But everybody can get that guidance off the Tameside website. And we've sent it to our mums and dads and carers. So that's gone out to school communities, and most schools have done that. So it's getting out and about. But we just need to deliver on it. You know, and don't think it's up to everybody else to follow the rules. It's up to every single person, because we're reliant on everyone. And if you've got a weak link and somebody thinks, oh, well, I won't bother, or I'll go back against the one-way system and I won't wear a mask, then you're endangering whole bubbles of children who will have to go out. In our case, it might be 60 children in a bubble. That means their mums and dads and everybody else have got to be off with them, looking after them, and the child care comes into the frame. There's been a few schools in our area where every child has had to go home. And it's the most important thing, and it's a plea. It's taken us such effort to get our children back into school. They're learning, they're happy. And if somebody lets us down and they're going to somebody's house, they're not being socially distanced, they're mixing outside of the school and bring it into school, and we end up with our year five or our year six or our reception children having to go home, it is such, you know, it's traumatic for children. There they are, they've built this resilience about coming to school, and now we're sending them home again. And it's not their fault. As adults, it's down to us. We need to follow the rules. We need to socially distance. I think the biggest thing that's coming from our school community is children going into each other's homes. More than one family mixing together. In fact, two, three, four families. You've got to think about other people, not just yourself in your own circumstances. Keep your distance. Wear a mask. It works. Wash your hands. It works. Don't go in each other's homes. You'll spread it. We don't want it coming into our primary schools. Thanks very much.